ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا من سيئات أعمالنا. من يهد الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، يا أيها الذين آمنوا، يقول الله عز وجل في القرآن الكريم، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به الأرحام واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا، يقول الله سبحانه وتعالى، ومنهم من يقول ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. وقال رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم: الدنيا متاع، وخير متاعها المرأة الصالحة. الدنيا متاع، وخير متاعها المرأة الصالحة. Praise belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we praise Him and we seek His forgiveness and we seek His help. We depend on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we bear witness that whomever Allah guides cannot be misguided. And whomever Allah leads to error cannot be guided aright. Peace and blessings be upon His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and upon his family and the companions, all of them, and the righteous Muslims everywhere. My dear brothers and sisters, I quote from the fourth chapter of the Quran, Surah An-Nisa, the women, and the first verse. Ya ayyuha an-nas, O mankind, ittaqu rabbakum alladhi khalaqakum min nafsin wahidah. Fear Allah. Fear Allah, your Lord, who created you from one person and created from that person his mate. وَبَثَّ مِنْهُمَا رِجَالًا كَثِيرًا وَنِسَاءً. And from these two, countless men and women spread throughout. اتَّقُوا اللَّهِ. Fear Allah. الَّذِي تَسَأَلُونَ بِهِ وَالْأَرْحَامِ. And fear Allah, to whom you demand your mutual rights, and fear the womb that bore you. Inna Allah kana alaykum raqiba. Allah is a watcher over you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran, among them are those who say, Rabbana, O Allah, atina fi dunya hasana, wa fi al-akhirati hasana, wa qina adhab an-nar. O Allah, give us the good of this world and the good of the hereafter, and preserve us, save us from the fire. Brothers and sisters, the theme of today's khutbah is the words of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And brothers, hear it well. Sisters, hear it well. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الدنيا متاع. The dunya, the world, the present life, is a provision. وخير متاعها, and the best of its provision, the best of the dunya, the best thing to benefit from this dunya, al-maratu salihah, is a righteous woman. Today, brothers and sisters, I want to speak a few moments about that which a man desires in this dunya, a righteous woman. I want to burn this in your hearts, brothers, so that you can seek a righteous woman. Those of you who are not married, those of you who have wives, might help your wife to become al-maratu salihah, a righteous, a virtuous, a pious woman. Those of you who have children can produce daughters, inshallah, that are righteous. Those of us who are grandparents might ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make dua that our children and our grandchildren and our great-grandchildren become al-maratu salihah, righteous and virtuous women. This is our dua. This is my niyyah today, inshallah. Brothers who are single, to seek only a righteous woman, a virtuous woman. Those of you who are married already, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help you make your wife more of a virtuous woman. Those who have children, to produce children, virtuous girls, virtuous women. And inshallah, those of us who have no children, to make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless us with virtuous children. Now, brothers and sisters, before I go into this short khutbah, I just want to mention something to you so that you make sure that as Muslims, we are on Sirat al-Mustaqim. Brothers and sisters, there are a lot of distractions outside, many distractions. And many of us, if we are not grounded in iman and faith and taqwa, we're going to be misled and misguided by many people. A few years ago, in this city, a man named David Dinkins ran as the first black mayor of New York City. Black people said that that's the event. Everybody had to get involved in that. If you were not involved in the campaign of David Dinkins, they said that you weren't doing anything. But Muslims, we said, let's judge the man not by his color, but by his actions. And then now, maybe 2 years later, many of the same black people who supported him are ready to throw him away. I say, brothers and sisters, the people of this society are going to get involved in many events, but these events will go away. And we will still be on the same program. La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah. Iqam al-salat, ita al-zakat, wa hajj al-bayt, wa sami Ramadan. Where is the big program now? A few years ago, it was Jesse Jackson, President of the United States of America. All black people up hype about that. This is the event. This is the big thing. Now it's not such a big thing anymore. Then we had the Tawana Brawley case. Black people use that as the event to measure your commitment. You're not involved in Tawana Brawley. What is your statement about Tawana Brawley? And Muslims kept on, La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah, now Tawana Brawley, out of the newspaper. Then it was Howard Beach. Oh, the young man, Michael Griffith, was killed in Howard Beach. Black people got up in arms. Let's do something about it. And if you wasn't talking about what happened in Howard Beach, you weren't progressive. Howard Beach came, Howard Beach went. Then Benson Hurst. Then the latest incident, Eastern Parkway. The Hasidim Jews. Young boy, innocent baby, 7 years old, Cato, killed by a Hasidim Jew. And they said, this is the incident. Brothers and sisters, I'm telling you this. These people will lead you from one event to another event, brother, and you accomplish nothing. But what have we done? We are trying to establish La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. If we do nothing else,
And just tell these people there is only one God, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are sticking to the agenda of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that agenda is still here. And all these other issues will disappear. Believe me, they will. Nelson Mandela, big things, big issues today. Believe me, tomorrow it'll be gone. Because this is the way the people are. They follow these little issues. But brothers and sisters, I just want to remind you to keep on to the thing that lasts forever. And keep your eyes to Al-Akhirah. This is the one I want, the point I want to say. Now, brothers and sisters, I'm going to leave you, inshallah, with this hadith of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Al-Dunya Mata'un. وَخَيْرِ مُتَعِهَا الْمَرَةِ صَالِحَا. The whole world is the provision. Brothers and sisters, everything in this dunya, it only lasts for a period of time. The clothing that you wear, the houses that you have, the food that you eat, it lasts a short time and then it goes. But of all of the things in the dunya, the best thing in the dunya, قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ, said the Messenger of Allah, is a virtuous woman. Brothers, you want a virtuous life. You don't want the women in the dunya. I don't care how attractive they look. You don't want them. If you have a virtuous wife, you better hold on to your virtuous wife. If you don't have one, you're single, brother, forget about that beautiful Jamila, who looks pretty on the outside, but maybe rotten on the inside. What you need, al-maratu salihah. Brothers, I'm ashamed to say, many brothers come to me almost every day. Imam Siraj, please marry me to this sister, please, quickly. One brother called me at midnight. Brother Imam, you must come marry me right now. Get out of bed, marry me right now. I want to know, brother, you have maratu salihah? You have a righteous woman, a virtuous woman? Then why are you so excited to get married at 12 midnight? I'm saying to you, dear brothers and sisters, you've got to put in your mind, brothers, to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And don't be so quick to marry any woman in the street who will marry you. But marry a woman who is virtuous. I have listed, brothers and sisters, a few things to see what is a virtuous woman. What is a righteous woman? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Quran, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وقول المؤمنات يغضضن من أبصارهن ويحفظن فروجهن. And tell the believing women to lower their gaze and guard their modesty. Brothers, you want a righteous woman? Find a righteous woman, a woman, a Muslim woman, to lower her gaze. She doesn't like to stare men in the eye, but she likes to humble and lower her gaze. And by the way, this is the same thing for the brothers. They don't like to stare at the women. They like to lower their gaze. And for this woman, to guard her modesty. That is one of the signs of a virtuous woman. Brothers and sisters, if you want to see a virtuous woman, look at three things. A, how she's dressed. B, her conversation. And C, what she does. Her dress. A dress is one of the indicators of civilization. You want to see a civilization falling? Look at the dress of the women. And when the women begin to undress, know that that civilization is falling. Because it's Shaitan who undresses the women. It's in Al-Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells the sons and the daughters of Adam, do not let Shaitan deceive you and get you as you got your parents out of the garden. Don't let him deceive you and undress you. Undress the women. So dear brothers and sisters, I say to you in conclusion, you want a woman, maratu saliha, it is a woman who dresses according to the Quran and Sunnah. And I say to you, my young sisters, if you want to be a righteous woman, do what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Quran. And drop your khimar over your bosom. He didn't say the back. So when the young sister reaches maturity, let her begin to change her khimar. Move her khimar from the back and put it in the front. When the young Muslim sister begins to grow up and become mature, brother, father, you must look at your daughters. They start to develop. Say, uh-oh, I have to make sure the dress is all the way down to her feet. Must make sure that her neck is covered. Must make sure her arms are covered. Why? Because you want to produce righteous women. And if you're smart, brothers and sisters, when they're young, dress them up so they get used to and the habit of dressing like a righteous woman. Some of us, we wait too long. A young girl becomes 17 years old, all of a sudden, you want her to dress. It's going to be very difficult. I say to you, my dear brothers and sisters, as I conclude, قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ الدُّنْيَا مُتَعٌ وَقَالُ مُتَعِهَا الْمَرَةُ صَالِحَا. The whole world is a provision, and the best provision of the world is a righteous woman. وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى صحبه أجمعين أما بعد My dear brothers and sisters, today I'm asking all of the brothers, inshallah, ittaqullah, to fear Allah. And I'm asking the mothers and the daughters, especially, ittaqullah, to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya ayyuha an-nas, O mankind, ittaqu rabbakum, fear your Lord. الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة who created you from one person. Again, sister, I want to take a moment here to say this. Some modern Muslims do not believe that Hawa or Eve was created from Adam. They don't believe that. Muslims believe that. The followers of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam believe that. Moses and his followers believe that. Why? Allah said it. We have no problem believing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Adam from mud and said to him, Kun fayakun, be and it is. We have no problem believing that Allah created the jinn of fire or angels from nur. The light. But yet we don't believe that Allah created a woman from rib. So, oh, astaghfirullah, brother, astaghfirullah. That's what the Messenger of Allah said. And that's what Allah said in Quran. Alladhi khalaqakum min nafsin wahida. Created you from one person. Allah started the creation of man with one person, Adam. Adam is the father of every human being. He's our father. And we have one mother. Where she come from? Allah created her. Yes, he did. But where did he create her from? He created her from Adam. You may say, why? Isn't it the truth, brothers and sisters, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created our children from us? Didn't Allah make the man and woman first? And then from the man and woman, Allah created other creatures? So why should we have difficulty about that? And believe me, brothers and sisters, there's wisdom in the way the wife of Adam was created. And we have to believe in Al-Hakim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the wise. He says, الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة created from one person وخلق منها and created from that one person زوجها his wife. What's the problem? It's plain and simple in Quran. Created from that one person, his mate, his wife.
So Lord Jabba Siraj, you didn't tell them that minha, ha is feminine. If it's talking about Adam, it wouldn't, this is an argument that they use by the way. If they're talking about Adam, it wouldn't say ha, it would say who.
This is silly. The word nafs in Arabic, they know the word nafs is a feminine word. But Adam is masculine, but the word nafs, so Allah created from its nafs, or this soul, or this person, its mate. Created from Adam, his mate, Hawa. Eve.
وَبَثَى مِنْهُمَا رِجَالٍ كَثِيرٌ وَنِسَاءٌ
And from these two, so many, countless men and women, look around you. All of us are sons and daughters of Adam. Jet black, all the way to pale white, from Africa, from Asia, from the Middle East, from Europe, from Russia, from China. All of these are sons and daughters of Adam.
Now, brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, spare him. And all I want to talk to you, brothers and sisters, for the next few moments, is to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
I believe that Muslims must take all of our children out of the non-Muslim school and put them in Muslim schools. But I know that's not going to happen. Most of our children, probably 95% or more of our children go to non-Muslim schools. By the way, brothers and sisters, President Bush officially and the Secretary of Education has officially abandoned the public school. If you read the latest copy of Times Magazine, there's an article of the Secretary of Education. And the question is, can this man save our schools? And they're not about to save the school. They're trying to introduce a new program called School of Choice, where they leave the public school system because they recognize the public school system, brothers and sisters, has failed. And you know what? They have corrupted our girls. Now, since all of our girls won't leave the public school system, all our children won't leave the public school system, I'm giving some advice. My young brothers and sisters who attend school, in the public school, if you're the only Muslim girl in that school, you are supposed to be the most righteous girl in that school. A righteous girl don't have boyfriends. A righteous girl don't go on dates. A righteous girl doesn't take off her clothing, she puts them on. A righteous Muslim girl don't sit in the laps of boys as they do in the schools of the dunya. You know, brothers and sisters, a long time ago someone wrote, who can find a virtuous woman for her price is above rubies? And this is a fact, brothers and sisters, from the statement of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, of all the things in the dunya, the best thing is a righteous woman. In my conclusion, my young sister who go to a non-Muslim school, even young sisters who go to a Muslim school, do what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Quran, the dress of taqwa, ذَلِكَ خَيْرٌ, and the dress of righteousness, that is the best. So if you're going to be a righteous woman, the first thing you have to do is make sure that you dress according to the Sharia. Number two, what you say. What should you say to the young men? Let's say what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Quran, in Surah Al-Ahzab,
The 33rd chapter of the Quran. Allah warns the wives of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and all the righteous women, don't make your speech too soft. Bakuna Kaulin Ma'arifa, but say a good word. Brothers and sisters, teach our young girls that they're not to have conversations with boys unless it's absolutely necessary. And when they speak, they only speak good. Bin ma'aruf. Don't have them having loose conversations with young boys. Because when you begin at that young age, the young girls lose their shyness. And brothers and sisters, one of the signs of faith is shyness. And many of our girls have lost their shyness. Many of our women, they say, all right, and bold to speak before men and to men. But a righteous woman, she doesn't speak unless she has to speak, and when she speaks in a business voice. So brothers and sisters, remember the hadith of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We said it last week, I repeat it this week. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من كان يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر فيكون خيرا أو يصمت. Whoever believes in Allah on the last day, say a good word and remain silent. We want all our young sisters in school, don't speak unless you have to. And when you have to speak to boys, then talk the business, speak what is ma'ruf, what's good and righteous, and then leave it. And brothers and sisters, when you finish from school, come back home and be among the Muslims. So brothers and sisters, I conclude this khutbah with the dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has in Quran, to ask Allah for the good of this life and the good of the hereafter. And one of the best things in this life, brother, is a righteous woman. And how do you make the women righteous, inshallah? When we're driving with our wives and they see us, when a non-Muslim woman walks by half dressed, our men don't look at them. Because, brothers, you send mixed signals to your wives and your daughters. If a half-naked woman walks by and you stare at her admiringly, what do you think she's saying? And from your mouth you say, I want you to be righteous. I want me a righteous woman. But meanwhile, your eyes say something different. And so when the women see the Muslim men with kufis and bears and jalabiyas turn their heads and look at half-naked women, then they say to themselves, that must be the way they want me to be. And you send some signals. So one of the ways we can do, brothers, is not only preach it from Quran and Sunnah, but to live it ourselves. And the more we live it ourselves, inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless us. I say, brothers and sisters, let's make the dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have us make in the Quran to ask us for the good of this life, including righteous women, and also the good of the hereafter. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أعطانا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملت على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واغفر عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار والحمد لله رب العالمين.